Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
All right, we are live with another instant reaction to the Patriots' third round pick at this point, and there is a smile from ear to ear on my face. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this was my first draft crush. I made one, count them, one prospect thread on Twitter. Keegan made 1,400. I made one. It was of Marcus Jones. I was in love with Marcus Jones. Then he didn't show up to the Senior Bowl because he was hurt. The kid is a baller. Not only did he play awesome in the slot at cornerback, he was one of the best returners in all of college football, perhaps in college football in the last 15 years. He had 9 return touchdowns on special teams. An absolute awesome, awesome pick who just seemed like a surefire Patriot and showed up at a Patriot at 85. And I absolutely love it.
Good pick. This is the first pick where I saw it and I was like, that's what the Patriots do. Yep. So, I mean, he's gonna walk in. He's gonna immediately be their kick and punt returner. So you don't have to worry about replacing Gunnar Olszewski with, you know, Jacoby Myers or whoever it was. Could it contribute? I think right away he could be a slot corner and, you know, fill in, but John Jones is there, so they're probably going to try him out in a bunch of different spots. Matchup-based player. He's fast as hell. They got fast. And even if you go back to the Cole Strange pick, we were clamoring for athletes. They got the fastest player in the draft, the best returner in the draft and due to his speed, and then probably the most athletic offensive lineman there was. So if you wanted athletes, you got athletes. And Marcus Jones is a hell of an athlete.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he's 5'8", 174. He's small. He's small. And there's no denying that he's small. I get that. He's going to be a slot corner in the NFL. He's not going to play outside corner. I get that. Okay. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, man. You're getting a return guy immediately and then maybe some corner help as well. Listen, they could go corner at 94 as well. They're up in 5 minutes. They could go corner at 94 as well if they want to. Leo Chanel somehow is still on the board. They could go him at 94. So they have options now, but I absolutely love this pick. I retweeted the thread that I made back in January. Get a chance, go and watch it. He has a play against Alec Pierce, the 6'3 wide receiver, 6'3 big body wide receiver, in the end zone where Jones climbs, Pierce climbs the ladder, comes down with it, and Jones rips the ball out of his hands. And that's the type of play that Jones is capable of making. Now, can he do it on a consistent basis? Is he Derek Stingley? No, of course not. But like, he can give you something as a corner, and he is the best returner in this draft. It's not even close. Arguably the best returner in the last like 3-4 years to come out. And so, you know, you're getting that from him as well as the corner stuff. And again, like you said, Keegan, they wanted to get faster. They wanted speed. They wanted athleticism. Again, with this pick, they're getting that again. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, the upside's so high with him, too, that if he didn't have multiple surgeries and missed the Senior Bowl, and the whole Senior Bowl thing was kind of a fiasco because he just didn't show up. And
right.
He was on the roster, and then one day he wasn't. So, if none of that happened, he probably goes in the second round just because the upside is there. But now, you know, instead of reaching like we believe they did with the first two picks, now they're taking advantage of a guy who's slipping a little bit. This is much more in line with what the Patriots do than the first two picks were. So like Too Cool, 5407, good vibes, baby. This is a great vibes pick. The morale's back.
No doubt.
Feeling good about it. And they've still got 7 picks in the draft. They've got one more tonight, which is coming up in 18 seconds. Like it's,
minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming up. Is it 91 or 94?
94.
94. So they've, you know, 94. They're six.
It's a pick they got right from now. Kansas City yesterday.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a Patriots pick. So I'm very happy with this one. I think he's going to, we see the undrafted corners come in and compete in training camp. This is a guy who's going to make wide receivers' lives miserable. And him and Tyquan Thornton in training camp, seeing those two guys run.
It's going to be fun.
You needed somebody with speed in that cornerback room. Isaiah McKenzie just beat you on crossers in the playoffs and destroyed you. This is a guy that's not going to happen to him. As much as we love Miles Bryant, this is another level of speed added to the secondary. That's exactly what they needed.
Right. And I said it at the beginning. I tweeted out as soon as it happened. Anyone that badmouths this pick, badmouth the other two picks if you want. You badmouth this pick, I'm blocking you and I'm reporting your ass. All right. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a great pick. It's a Patriots pick. I absolutely love it. Okay. Jim Nagy, here's what Jim Nagy said. He's very much like Troy Brown, just more slanted towards defense. He's a fun player to watch. Lots of energy, lots of burst. One of the highest compliments you can give a DB is he's just a baller. You can stick him anywhere. He's sticking in coverage, can mirror anyone, blah, blah, blah. That's right. Oh, he also played wide receiver. No big deal. So, like, you know, that this is what he does. He does everything. He was an everything guy for Houston last year. I'm telling you, Patriots fans, you're going to love this pick.
John Jones replacement. That's to be able to.
I don't know. Stop it. No. Don't turn it into a negative.
He's not going to walk it. But John Jones he's going to be 30 and he's coming up under contract.
Right.
This is like the Patriots. So they find guys and they become good players, but you got to replace them eventually. And that's what they did. They've done it with running backs. They've done it with linebackers. This feels like that pick.
Agreed.
I'm at home. I'm comfortable. I was very uncomfortable with the first two picks. I feel now I'm back into the groove.
Good. Just when you thought you were out, they pull you back in.
Exactly. So Patriots about to make another pick. I got to make graphics for Pat's Pulpit. I'll hop on with you guys when you're in.
Yeah, we'll be back up, me and Spags for sure, and then maybe even Keegan will be back up when the Patriots, assuming the Patriots pick at 94, and then, of course, tomorrow on the podcast feed, we'll have for you a day two wrap-up as well. All right, guys, see ya.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.